The disciplinary committee probing the allegations of corruption leveled against some judges and members of the judiciary by investigative journalist Anas Aremiyaw Anas has suspended sitting indefinitely following a pending injunction application at the High Court. The committee on Tuesday suspended sitting because of the absence of one of its members, Nena Megache, who was the former president of the Ghana Bar Association, who was attending GBA's conference in Kumasi. Our court correspondent, Amasewa Bediako, has joined us on phone to talk to us. Good afternoon to you, Sewa.
Good afternoon, Abraham.
So what is the development now?
Well, Abraham, as it stands now, today's sitting could not take place because of the pending injunction application before the Pashpak High Court. And so the committee has suspended sitting until the 25th of this month. The court, the Pashpak High Court is expected to hear the injunction on 22nd. So we'll be back here on 22nd for the injunction, and then the committee will sit on 25th. That is if the Fast Track High Court hears the case.
So do we know why the committee has suspended the sitting?
Well, basically because of the injunction pending. Exactly so. He did make an appearance briefly, about 30 minutes, in his usual disguise, in a blue long apparel.
Well, Amma, obviously, we know the meeting will be discussing the applications that have been filed or injunction filed against, you know, the screening of the video. Do you get snippets of information as to any other issue they might be discussing?
Not really. We are not privy to the probings going on behind closed doors. All we do know is that the judges who have been indicted are here, and whatever it is that is going on, we are not privy to it. But we are expecting a release from the judicial service as well.
Well, Amma, did any of the judges implicated in the video or their lawyers make an appearance?
I did spot a Kofodia State Court judge who was here this morning. She's also been indicted by the video and has, was trying to... International Conference Center. Florence Otu is her name.
Well, Amma, we want to thank you very much for now. We're keeping tabs on the situation as it unfolds. So
well,
for now, we thank you very much. That was our court correspondent, Amasewa Bediakon.